How to Die? The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1350. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Ronnie. Thanks for joining us. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
In the United States, more than 300,000 people die each year from cardiovascular disease. Patients with structural heart disease and heart failure have a higher risk of sudden cardiac death, and the most common cause of structural heart disease leading to heart failure in the U.S. is heart attack. In the USA, suicide with firearm is the deadliest method of suicide, accounting for 90% of suicides, and was the leading cause of death by suicide in 2017. Many people who do not have the means to kill themselves end up dead without any indication that they are contemplating or planning a suicide attempt. Although suicide attempts do not always lead to death, even non-fatal suicide attempts can lead to serious physical injury, long-term health problems, and brain damage. Some people who end their lives by attempting suicide try to escape feelings of rejection, hurt, or loss. Some people who feel suicidal do not want to worry about the burden they feel, so they do not discuss what they feel. And some people who attempt suicide want to die, but do not know how or why they want to die. Suicidal thoughts are frightening, and many people experience them at some point. However, it is possible to talk about suicide in order to get attention and the feeling of being asked for help. Usually, people who think about suicide are willing to talk to someone who asks them if they are worried or worried. The answer to this question lies in the fact that most people who commit suicide have depression. Not all people who die by suicide had a mental health problem at the time of their death. Depressed people do not realize that suicide is as permanent solution to a temporary problem as others do. Most people who feel suicidal do not want to die, but do not really want to live the life they have now. Some people choose to kill themselves by suicide rather than being attacked by predators. After death by suicide, people are confronted with terrible emotional pain. In case of prolonged death, the majority of care does not prolong life, but prolongs the process of dying, a fact notable by many end-of-life experts, surgeons, and the author Atul Gawande, a hospice patient. One of these means that many other suicide methods, such as death by dehydration, cannot be carried out. It is prescribed to most people who choose to end their life in this way and pass away in peace. People who feel suicidal are often unaware that it is depression and not the situation that affects them, and see things like this: it can never be better. When you start to feel that way, it can be helpful to know that many people who think about suicide find that the feelings disappear and that they are happy that they did not go through this. When a disease controls your body and mind, when you have lost the joy of the things you love, and when you are in pain and suffering and fear being a burden to those around you, when you can do nothing but wait for death, the power to take life-extending medicines can be supreme comfort. Most COVID-19 deaths occur in hospitals, but data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that some die in nursing homes and at home. Being a COVID-19 patient increases the risk of delirium, a state of confusion resulting from restlessness, fear, and anger. The fundamental hurdle, she says, is that people don't want to talk about death. It is frightening to reach a point where a disease or disease of which we know nothing can kill so many people, they and others stress. But people have to make decisions about their deaths even if they're healthy and work with healthy clients, and that's harder than ever, he says. How to Die, collected in one volume for the first time, is Seneca's remarkable meditation on death and dying. He stresses the universality of death, its importance as the last rite of life, and its ability to free us from the pain of slavery and political oppression. He tells us how to practice death and how to die in order to understand the role of good death in a good life. This book is good for those who are new to Seneca and want to sample some of his views on death and suicide, but not suitable for experienced readers of Seneca. I often feel like a selfish guy when I think of people who are suicidal, and I worry that I am being disrespectful to those who have lost their lives in this way by living like this. But after scrolling through this post and this post, I realized that many people understand. The answer is that we want to know our
feelings at the end of our lives. Many people know what it is like not to want to die. It tells me that people around me feel the same feelings as I do, so stay away.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronnie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.